You couldn't call him a visionary, or even an original. At best, he was a kind of inspired cook, a stew maker who would throw his favorite actors and flavors into a pot, and then add heat and spice until they either blended or didn't blend, until the mixture came alive or fell flat, or exploded. John Cassavetes had been an actor before he turned to directing, and he remained an actor until his death. He understood actors, and he knew that if you let them run the movie, it would be a little like letting the crazy people run the asylum. The result would be ragged and noisy, and even dangerous, but there might also be something wonderful about it, something you wouldn't get at any other way. Most of the movies Cassavetes directed pretend to be slices of some kind of life. The camera is rude and shaky. Scenes look unscripted, and they have no beginning or end. And the performers are Cassavetes' pals and his family and his wife, Jenna Rollins. And yet, as naturalistic as the look and textures of the films are, nothing in them seems real. They look overwrought, hyped up, spiced to burn. And maybe that's because the movies aren't real life as it might be lived by real and ordinary people. We're watching real life according to actors, so that everything is grand and theatrical and intense, and much too much. Just listen to the Sturm und Drang Cassavetes and Rollins stir up in Love Streams.
You all right?
I'm washing my face.
Oh, well, love is dead. Love is a fantasy little girls have.
Okay, I'm tired. I just want to be by myself.
Oh, how old is she, 13? I mean, is she 13 years old? She's hit puberty, for God's sakes. That's what happened to her. Her insides have turned all inside
about
out.
Children. And she doesn't know what she's saying. I don't intend to discuss my daughter
with
Jack,
you have a husband, right? What's he in? Is he an architect, right? He's just like me. He's a guy. He's a man. He loves women.
Kind of bullshit
he goes out with women. He has a good
listen,
time.
You're talking about
you,
a guy
you
I've
resent
been with
that.
15 years who's put the food on the table and clothes on her back. I mean, we've had experiences of the heart you couldn't even imagine.
Love Streams, as it happens, was Cassavetes' best movie. Chaotic, painful, hard to understand. The story of a crazy brother and crazy sister, played by Cassavetes and Rollins, and their kids and their pets and their house. It was a movie that made no sense in a way. But by the end of it, you felt you had experienced not a mere story, but a demonstration of certain natural laws. The movie depicted love as an unstoppable, unknowable force field, and people as its unwitting agents, dancing like so many iron filings at its behest. For me, the power of that experience, and a few others, Ben Gazzara's moony sweetness in The Killing of a Chinese Bookie, for instance, and the spunk of Jenna Rollins in Gloria, these made up for all the mawkishness and overindulgence Cassavetes' movies heaped alongside. As an actor in films like The Dirty Dozen, Rosemary's Baby, and Tempest, Cassavetes was always a charming demon, someone who dared you to accept the bad along with the good. His work as a director was like that, too. The saddest thing is that when he left us, last week at the age of 59, he was just beginning to achieve what his jagged talent had always promised. He died just this side of greatness.